From Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friend, this year should be a special schos for Avi Mori, V'imi Morati, Sheyich Yu. And it's based on shiur given by Harav David Feinstein Shlita, the Rosh Yeshiva of Yeshivas Beis Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael. It says, Perak Aleph Pasuk Beis Vatimena Vashti Amalka Vashti Lavo. Vashti refused to come. Setra, she was told to come to the men's side, the men's party. Vayiktzof Hamelech Meod Vachamaso Bar Rabo. And the king got very, very angry. The anger burned within him. So in the Gemara and Megillah, and if you beis on the beis, says that Michti Pritzusa Havi. The Gemara says, let's see. She was a Pritzah. It wasn't like she was modest. Domar Mar, Shneim Lutvar Avera Nisgavnu. So Master said that they both intended to do an Avera. If that's the case, my time alo asai, why did she refuse to come? She made a party in the Beis HaMalchus, not the Beis HaNashim, because she also wanted to do an Avera. She also wanted to be nearby. So they're both not modest people. She was also a Prutza. It wasn't just Achashverosh who was a crude guy. She also was. So the answer is, so if she's a Prutza, then why did she come? So it must be that she got saras, her skin didn't look good, and therefore she didn't want to come. Raisa tells us that Abba Gavriel came, and he made for her a tail. Like Tzof HaMelech Me'el, the king got very angry. So the Gemara says, Amai Dolkabe Kulehai. Why was he so angry that she didn't listen to him? She was Anusa, the Ayvet says, because of the Zanav, or because of the Tzaras, and also the double Lashon. Like Tzof HaMelech Me'od, V'chamesov Barabo, Melamat K'teikach. Amarava, Shalchale, she sent him the following message. Bar Ahureyare de Abba, Shomer HaSusim Shal Abba. Abba, my father, Belshazzar. So you're the guard, you're the horse guarder of my father. She already put him down like that. And she says, my father, Lakavel Alfacham Rebishasi, he drank wine that 1,000 people could drink, for Lo Ravin, he didn't get drunk. Abu Gavra, but you, Ishtati Bechamre, you become a shoite because of a little bit of wine. So, you're acting so stupid. My father didn't get drunk on lots of wine, and you're drinking some wine, and you're acting stupid. Miyad v'chamaso barabo. So he didn't like that. He got really, really mad. So the emes is that Vashti also wanted to come, show herself off. As the Gemara says, she wanted to come naked. El sheparcha botzaras u'shanas el azanav. And therefore she refused to come. So why was she making fun of Achashverosh, saying you're acting so stupid? She also wanted to come. So the truth is that at first she had an igia. She also wanted to come. So she wouldn't have said that. But now her igia is removed. Now she doesn't want to come anymore. She has this saras, she has this tail. So once the Negiah was removed, then she saw how stupid it was. So really, it was bad and stupid what he was saying. But the reason that she didn't say, she wouldn't have said it otherwise is because she had a Negiah. She also wanted to come. But now that she had the Negiah was removed because she didn't look good anymore. And now all of a sudden she realizes how dumb the whole thing is. And that's a good lesson for life. And a lot of times we have negiyas towards certain things. And at the end of the day, the moment the negiyah is removed, we realize how silly, how just silly it was. And that's also the end of days. You know, we're going to go up there. I'm going to think how silly it was. We cared so much about money and about our kavod, about this, about that, about a vacation. This didn't go right. That didn't go right. You know, a lot of times you get perspective in life, but it's certainly we'll get it after life. So it's better to get the perspective here. Paragimel Pasuk Ches, it says, you're not doing the religion of the king, and it's not worth it for you to let them be. In the Targum it says, what does that mean? Like Rashi explains, Vestose Targum says, "Vias gzeras dinei malchus and avdin." They're not doing the gzeras of the king. So Rashi says, "Lasis mas lavoides hamelech." They're not giving the tax, and therefore ain shavei and chashash klom rein betza. There's no gain. That's what it means. There's no hanah you're getting from them. Manes lebahon. It's not worth it to leave them because you get no hanah from them. If you leave them alone, you're not going to get any benefit. What benefit do you get from leaving the Jews alone? Later on it says, Imala Melech Tov Yikasev La'Avdam. The Gra explains, Amar She'en Ritzono B'Kach Alim Rotzen HaMelech Hu Ela Nosein Eitzah. So he's saying, Imala Melech Tov, if it's good for the king, Yikasev La'Avdam, he'll write to destroy them. So he's saying, according to the Gra, that he doesn't want it. But if that's what the king wants, okay, he's just giving an Eitzah, but that's not really what he wants. So, besides the fact that Haman misled Achashverosh, he hid from him the real reason that he wants to kill all the Jews. Because Mordechai didn't bow down to him. And then Vayivez ben av l'shloch yad b'Mordechai l'baduk yigir l'asam ha-Mordechai. He didn't want to just attack Mordechai because they told him where he was from. He was Jewish. But not only that, but he faked that he wants the benefit of the king. Vezdaseh ha-melech einam osim ve'la-melech ein shoveh la-hanicham. He's like saying to the king, you're not going to benefit. It's about you. It's not about me. When in fact the opposite was true, he would have been very badly harmed. There'd been a lot of nezek, like in Zeh HaMelech, like Esther said to Achashverosh, "Ki ein atzar shaveh b'nezek HaMelech." Rashi says, "She'enenu choshish b'nezek HaMelech." Shila radaf achar anascha el lomar mechor sam lavadim l'shvachos v'kibal mamam. Ohechi osam lios lechal lavadim heim v'zaram. It's not worth it for you. It's going to cause you damage. Meaning Haman doesn't care about the damage it's going to cause to the king. Because if he cared about you, then he would have said, sell them as avadim and shvachos and get money. Or keep them alive to be for you avadim, them and their children. So it really is going to be harmful to Achashverosh. So Haman misled him. So besides Haman being a Russian, a killer, murderer, genocidal, he's also a liar. He was simply misleading the king. It's not worth it for you to leave them around. It is worth it for you to leave them around. You can get great benefit from them. And Haman's not telling Achashverosh the real reason, that he's just his own covet. Mordechai won't bow down to him. Later on, it says, "Ve'avo Haman ve'omer Melech Malasos b'Ishtar Melech Chafetz Bikaro, Vyomar Libale Miyachva Tzemarach Lassus Yoker Yisem Yimeni, Vyomar Man Alamelech, Isha Amelech Chafetz Bikaro, Yavir Levish Malchus. So, Haman comes, the king says, somebody who wants, the king wants to do good for him. What should I do? And Haman said, who's going to, the king want to honor more than me? So he says, bring the clothing, etc., ride him around town. So you see from this that even when the king took counsel with him about things that were no gad of the Ratzon of Haman, to kill the Jews, just how to run his melucha, even there he was disingenuous. He misled Achashverosh. He didn't tell Achashverosh that he thought it was about him. He just pretended, yeah, the king wants to do good for somebody, so let him wear levush malchus and ride him around town. And he didn't tell Achashverosh that he really wants it to be himself. It says in the Medrash, V'yam ramuchan lefnei asara, ma'ara ramuchan likvot beit ha'tchila. V'yocham ra'atlas ha'mara, im chadam ra'aydei shaysa misarat eso. Bikur kadin shala al panav lekan ulekan, charina amar yedesh lo zminas ishto lesudas nashim, bicharina amar ayedesh ayisa lo bas vaymevakish lasiya lemalchus. So what's pshat? Then Memuchan comes and gives the eitz at Achashverosh. And he said, Lo ala melech levado of sabashti al malach ki al kol asarim ba kol ha'am v'sher v'chol medinos ha'melech. It's not only about you, it's everywhere. So what was his real kavana? So what does he say, what does he tell Achashverosh to do? He tells Achashverosh that he shouldn't come, v'sher lo tovo vashti lefnei ha'melech Achashverosh. And let somebody else, bring somebody else in, bring in a new queen. So what was his real kavana? One is that Vashti used to scratch Haman. She used to abuse Haman. So he didn't like her for that. One says his wife wasn't invited to the ladies' party. And another opinion says that he had a daughter. And they thought maybe his daughter would get married to the king. So again, all he cares about is himself. He either wants to get back at Vashti, or he wants one of his, he wants his daughter to marry the king. So you see what a conniving person Haman was. We don't see him as a conniver, but here we see him in his true colors as a conniver. All right, so we have more biurim to say on the psukim. Siyata Dishmaya, and hopefully in the next year, I hope Hashem gives us the koach and the moach and the simchas chaim, we'll be able to continue. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friend.